Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
We had some news that was being made just a short time ago with President Trump and Bibi Netanyahu on a new Gaza peace plan.
If accepted by Hamas, this proposal calls for the release of all remaining hostages immediately, but in no case more than 72 hours. So the hostages are coming back.
So it is a 20-point peace plan. Benjamin Netanyahu was in the room when the announcement was made.
I believe that today we're taking a critical step towards both ending the war in Gaza and setting the stage for dramatically advancing peace in the Middle East, and I think beyond the Middle East.
Josh Hammer is with us this afternoon. Could not be better time considering that everything is going on with this afternoon. He's the senior Newsweek editor-at-large. You hear his show every Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. And I'm told he's making his first call ever on his brand-new iPhone 17. So congratulations. Testing. Are you there? It better sound good for the amount of money that we have to pay for these things, Josh.
Mark, I hope I'm coming through loud and clear, but you are literally the first caller on the brand new phone, so there
it
you go.
Sounds fantastic. How are you overall? Doing well?
I'm hanging in there, my friend.
Well, let's talk about this plan. I mean, I don't know. I know you were busy at the Apple store, which can be a pretty involved process, but there's been buildup to this and the announcement of this. It seems like you don't make an announcement if Netanyahu and the Israelis aren't on board. They seem to be on board with this. Have you looked at this plan in particular, and do you think it's workable? Look, we've both been around a lot of these situations with the Middle East where plans come out, they get blown up, ceasefires don't last very long. Is this something that could actually work, in your opinion?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think the answer is no.
I think it is, too. I think it is, too. But I want to hear your explanation.
Yeah, I think this is wholly unworkable. Bibi Netanyahu is not a dumb person. He has been around the block a very long time, and I think he knows this. I think he knows that this is actually unworkable. I think that he feels like he's somewhat boxed in here. You have the Trump administration that, not erroneously, is very eager for a deal. This is a deal-making administration. They've been making peace deals all throughout the world. Armenia, Azerbaijan, India, Pakistan, Cambodia, Thailand, and on and on and on it goes. And I think they understand that that is what is really happening here. And I think that Netanyahu is probably also calculating, and I think correctly here, that Hamas is probably going to say no. Hamas is probably not going to actually accept this deal for the very simple reason that they are a bunch of fanatical maximalist jihadists who genuinely do not agree with anything remotely resembling a permanent Israeli or Jewish presence there in the Eastern Mediterranean. And they're going to reject this, I believe. I could be wrong, but that's my prediction here. In that case, Netanyahu will have made a very shrewd calculation, because then he will indeed get a fulsome two thumbs up from President Trump, go ahead to go and finish the job in Gaza, at least insofar as the IDF and the Israelis define finishing the job there. But look, I mean, you're talking here about a bunch of like deeply fanciful notions. The notion that Hamas will simply agree to stop fighting, the notion that Hamas will voluntarily disarm and demilitarize, the notion that various other Arab stakeholders in the region will come in and oversee this de-radicalization, disarming process. I fail to see, frankly, how one of these things will come to fruition, let alone all of them. So I just don't think it's going to happen. I give the administration credit for clearly putting a lot of thought into this. I mean, 21 points, a lot of points. But frankly, Mark, that's kind of part of the problem in the first place. I think we tend to kind of over-intellectualize a lot of this. Sometimes war is really not so complicated. Sometimes it's actually very simple. There's a good guy and there's a bad guy, and the good guy should just defeat the bad guy. That's what happened in World War II. That's what should happen in Gaza as well.
So what would happen? I mean, here again, I don't think this is going to happen. And I think that your breakdown there and the calculations are right. But if, let's say Hamas, I looked at the 20 points here. You know, some of this is not completely unreasonable, and there seems to be a path here that Israel is interested in. What if they do say, okay, we got to do this. We got to move forward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, then Israel's not going to back out at that point, I don't think. I mean, if Hamas actually agrees, then I don't think Israel wants to be seen in the eyes of the Trump administration as the party that is going to blow up the administration's new peace plan. So I presume that they'll kind of just go ahead with it full throttle at that particular point, and they'll basically just hope for the best. I mean, even if Hamas accepts it, right, Mark? I mean, query what accept even means. I mean, they could verbally say they accept it, and then they'll probably find some way to kind of blow it up any number of times in the ensuing days, weeks, and months ahead. So Netanyahu, at that point, would probably just calculate that, okay, we'll wait until Hamas has clearly and irrevocably blown this deal up, and then I will have full permission, he will think, to kind of go in and finish the job according to our terms. That's what I'm thinking, at least. Again, I could be off on all of this, but I think that's what he's thinking. Netanyahu, recall, is also facing a lot of domestic pressure.
Right.
Okay.
That's
so
true. Yeah.
A lot. There is a large, large, large block of Israelis who, like Americans, like Europeans, like most of the world, are war weary and they're tired of this conflict. I mean, Israel's a small country. It's a conscription military. You're talking here close to 1,000 young Israeli soldiers who have paid the ultimate price since October 7th. That's making this already Israel's longest war in its history, one of its bloodiest wars in its history. And a lot of people just want this thing to be over. And you have a very large hostage family lobby back there in Israel as well that wants to get the hostage back at essentially any cost whatsoever at this point there. So he's facing a ton of pressure, and that's probably factoring into this as well. But I can't think that Netanyahu, in his heart, thinks that this is a good deal, because frankly, I'm not sure that it is either.
So here's what he says on that specifically.
All our hostages, both those who are alive and those who died, all of them will return home immediately. Hamas will be disarmed. Gaza will be demilitarized. Israel will retain security responsibility, including a security perimeter for the foreseeable future. And lastly, Gaza will have a peaceful civilian administration that is run neither by Hamas nor by the Palestinian Authority.
Obviously very hopeful there. The president says, what if they don't agree? What if Hamas does not agree?
If they're unable to do so, then Israel would have the absolute right, and actually our full backing, the U.S. full backing, Marco's here, and would have my full backing to finish the job of destroying the threat of Hamas. But I hope that we're going to have a deal for peace.
So, Josh, going back to what you said earlier, it sounds like either, you know, you kind of go for this deal here, or this thing's going to get a lot more bloody.
Yeah, I think it's basically exactly correct. Now, look, Netanyahu is partially to blame here, Mark. I definitely don't hold Netanyahu, you know, fully blame free. Trump has basically been yelling from the rafters to Netanyahu to finish this job since he took office back in January. He came up with this kind of wild notion of the U.S. redeveloping Gaza, the U.S. kind of coming in, making it into a Riviera Mediterranean. I mean, that seemingly caught Bibi off guard in the moment. And even holding that aside, I mean, Trump's various extremely harsh posts about Hamas and Truth Social, very threatening stuff. He's essentially been telling Bibi without explicitly telling him, I have your back, just do this and do this hard so I can finish this war and get a domestic victory lap at home, etc. And Netanyahu has not fully read the room on that. We're just being very candid here. I'm obviously deeply supportive of Israel, but I wish that Netanyahu himself would listen to President Trump a little bit more closely in this respect. So the fact that he is at this particular predicament is not, it's not entirely the fault, frankly, of the administration or Steve Witkoff or anyone. I think Bibi bears a fair amount of the responsibility. Again, I don't envy his position because he's just in a really difficult place when it comes to the domestic political pressures at home. It's a tough job. It's a tough job being the prime minister of Israel, especially given present realities there in the Middle East. One thing I can say for sure is that no matter the various details as to what this looks like over the next few months, regardless of how much it gets off the ground, Israel is never going to go back to an October 6, 2023 status quo ante. They're never going to go back to that mentality. They're never going to go back to that security posture when it comes to Gaza. So that is a given. And what is also a given is that people do anything it takes to get their hostages home. Beyond that, I think there are some details to be determined here.
Josh, always great to have you on. You can hear his show over the weekend on Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Enjoy the new iPhone. I appreciate you joining me this afternoon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.